Namaskar. Recently, a 5-member bench of Supreme Court judges gave their verdict on Sabarimala. Chief Justice of India, Mr. Deepak Mishra, observed that exclusionary practices, that is, denial of entry to women in Sabarimala, is neither an essential nor an integral part of Hindu religion, without which Hindu religion, of which the devotees of Lord Ayyappa are followers, will not survive. What he meant is, he said, listen, you know what? Exclusion of women is not part of Hindu religion. And it is not that if you don't exclude women, the Hindu religion will not survive. Hindu religion will survive, and so will the devotees of Ayyappa. So why exclude women? No, women should not be excluded. Women should be allowed in Sabarimala. This was the version of the Chief Justice of India, Mr. Deepak Mishra. Now, ironically, there was only one lady judge in the entire in the 5-member bench. There was only one lady judge. Her name was Indu Malhotra. In fact, the five judges were. I'll just read them out. The five judges were the Chief Justice of India, Deepak Mishra; Justice Rowington Fali Nariman; Justice A.M. Khanvilkar; Justice D.Y. Chandrachud; and Justice Indu Malhotra. Now, Justice Indu Malhotra was the only lady judge in the entire team, and she was against the verdict. She said no. Her observation was, the writ petition does not deserve to be entertained for the want of standing. She further adds, the grievances raised are non-judiciable at the behest of the petitioner and the interveners involved herein. She said, "Dekho, it doesn't stand. It cannot be judged. It is a non-judgeable thing. It is the question of faith. It is the question of a temple. It is a question of faith. It's a question of devotees. I can't judge it. A court cannot judge it." This was her version. But all the same, 4-1, the judgment, the verdict was passed, and the judgment was that women of all ages can now go to Sabarimala. Obviously, a lot of political parties said, very good, nice, happy, freedom won, everything. And, you know, they hailed the verdict. And a lot of social organizations, devotees, religious organizations said, no, this is all wrong. Now, my intention with this editorial is not to get into the political or the social angle of it. Let's keep that aside. Through this editorial, I wish to talk to the youth of my country, especially the girls. I just want to clear one myth about Sabarimala and Lord Ayyappa. First and foremost, the myth and the general understanding is that menstruating girls are seen as impure, and therefore they are not allowed in Sabarimala. And the verdict now allows everybody to come to Sabarimala. The myth that menstruating girls are impure, therefore they are not allowed to come to Sabarimala or to visit the Lord Ayyappa, is absolutely rubbish. It is absolutely rubbish. The fact couldn't be far away from what it is. In Sanatan Dharma, there is something called as Brahmacharya. In Sanatan Dharma, there is something called as Naistik Brahmacharya. Naistik Brahmacharya is when a sage or a Maharishi or an enlightened soul decides to take Brahmacharya and follow a very severe format of it, wherein he does not entertain women in the vicinity that he sits. So primarily what happens is, he doesn't have conjugal relationship with women. He also does not entertain, also doesn't allow women to be in the vicinity that he is, especially women who are of the age of 10 to 50. Why 10 to 50? Is because 10 to 50 is the time a woman can bear a child. Now, why this age 10 to 50? Is because in those days, 2000 years back, it was believed that a woman, when she attains the biological state of bearing a child, she becomes sexually active. So primarily, Naistika Brahmachari does not allow a woman who could be sexually active around the vicinity of where he is practicing or he is meditating. In this case, the deity Lord Ayyappa practiced Naistika Brahmacharitva. And because of that, it is said that in the vicinity that he is there, there should be no woman between the age group of 10 to 50. It has got nothing to do with menstruation. It has got nothing to do with anybody being impure. It has nothing to do with suppressing any rights. Now, there are two things to it. Thing number one is, we can choose not to believe it and we can say, hey, this is all crap. But if we say Naistika Brahmachari is crap or Naistika Brahmachari doesn't exist, then you are questioning the sheer concept of Lord Ayyappa. And if you are questioning the sheer concept of Lord Ayyappa, and then why go visit him anyways? And if you understand, if you believe the concept of Lord Ayyappa, then in that case you know why you are not able to visit him or why this restriction. What harms is when protests like this, they seem to be more defiant in nature rather than a desire. What I mean by that, it is more about defying the laws. It is more about defying the tradition rather than the desire to go and devote and be a devotee to the deity. So it is not the desire of seeing Lord Ayyappa that is taking that a lot of these people want to go to the temple. It is possibly the concept of defying the sheer laws, which says, you know, the tradition, and they feel that it is against women rights. Now, all this is good. This is fine. Let us understand what really happens in Shabarimala. How does a person go to Shabarimala? To go to Shabarimala, first of all, you have to keep a penance and a promise of abstinence for 41 days. So, you abstain from bad thoughts, from bad words, from bad acts. You abstain from alcohol, you abstain from sex, you abstain from non-veg, and you abstain from rich food for 41 days. Males normally do not cut their facial hair or their nails and so on and so forth. The thing being, they actually, in this 41 days, they position, they act like an ascetic. So, after these 41 days starts the beginning of the yatra towards Shabarimala. When you reach the foothills of Shabarimala, you take offerings for the god. Offerings includes coconuts, offering includes rice, offering includes still, offering includes oil, so on and so forth. You take 3 kgs of offering and then you keep that on your head. And then begins the climb of 9 kilometers from the bottom of the mountain of Shabarimala, and you climb those 9 kilometers barefoot and bare chested. You tend to kind of endure a lot of wounds and scratches on the way, because you end up having, when you're walking barefooted, obviously you end up having a lot of wounds. This is the process of going to visit Shabarimala. Now, in no way does this mean that women do not go there. Women above 50 years do go there. They practice all this and they go there. And young children, whatever gender, male, female, young children too go there. I just wanted you to understand the process of Shabarimala, is because now, since the temple is open, I really am looking forward to seeing all the celebrities, all the socialites, all the so-called activists who came on television and hailed and said, great, now Shabarimala is open for women. I want to see how many of those women actually come to Shabarimala to see the Lord. I will be delighted if I can see all of them there and with taking all these penances, all these, with following all these procedures, if they come there and see the Lord, I will be delighted that day. But till then, I see this more so as a defiance rather than a desire to meet the Lord. Namaskar. For more such episodes, please subscribe to HW News and press the bell icon for instant notification. Also, do give this video a like and share the video to spread the word around.